what is the deal on these reverse auctions, and why are they bad, at least so far, for small businesses?
Well, let me first say that the small business community full-heartedly support reverse auctions. We believe that they are the future of government contracting. However, the rules, the internal rules of reverse auction are such that they are kind of allow agencies to circumvent many of the regulations and the statutes that protect our rights. That with that said, these are rules that allow agencies. An example is to circumvent the specific rule that states the specific statute that says that simplified acquisitions are exclusive of small business. And agencies do that to circumvent that and basically post regulate acquisitions that fall into that category as unrestricted. That's one of many. There are other issues, but that's kind of the main one.
And now, is it your sense, Raul, that the agencies are doing this because they don't want to deal with small businesses, or are they doing it that because there is an appeal to the potential cost savings in a reverse auction, and it just unintentionally penalizes the small businesses by making it more difficult for them to compete?
Well, if one looks at the overall objective, as everybody knows that is familiar with this, the government is required to give small businesses 23% of all the contracts. The numbers have shown that not only are the figures that are being turned over to the SBA report card way off the mark, but they actually the so-called barriers are so many that we have to basically come down very hard in terms of saying that this is enough. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I have said is, if anybody was familiar with the movie Network back in the 1976, everybody remember, I am as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. That's kind of the concept that we are using to protest against the so-called abuse of regulations and barriers.
So who can fix this, and what do they need to do about it?
Well, the solution is frankly, we are expecting a major decision on approaches that I raised against the Army, exactly on the same count. They're using GSA schedules as well as the reverse auction to circumvent the rules. This decision will provide the small business community with what we believe is a body of legal work that, on the one hand, determines that that simplified acquisitions are to be exclusive, and the second that the reverse auction rules need to be fixed. That's what we expect. And now, both the SBA as well as the Office of the Office of Advocacy have issued opinions or amicus brief. In my case, we expect that decision to happen any day at the moment, and we intend to acknowledge it in the way it should, to make sure that in the future all of these acquisitions go to small businesses.
What happens if the result of that is not what you would like it to be?
I already have plans, and there is more protests. We're prepared to recommend mass protests if necessary, to make sure that these issues are given the attention that it needs. Both of the issues that I've raised have been, widely disseminated, and Congress has made it very clear about the simplified acquisition. It's right in the Small Business Act. And regulators, when they first initially wrote the rules, they basically, the rule is illegal. point blank, in 2007, when I raised the first protest that led to all of these cases, the SBA issued a ruling that indicated that the GSA schedule, the regulations, had no basis on any statute. And they were wrong. They did it just simply to give the government some latitude that Congress never intended.